Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The farther you get away from the football, the farther you get away from football.
Olin Krutz.
I always live by this. Who much is given, much is expected.
14-year NFL veteran.
And let's go to Milwaukee. What's going on? How you doing, Joel?
I would be better if I wasn't in Milwaukee because this place is ass. But great attempts by Moody and Olin. Shout out to you. Bear down.
Okay.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
You're not going to hear me mention, Pat, that I don't get very many reads on this show because, look, we're winning right now.
We don't need it. We're on a winning streak, man. Three in a row. Why would you want to mess that up?
Football analyst for 670 The Score.
That is Don Hill running, and I love this blocking scheme. This is something Olin Krutz could have done. Tony Wise, I got to talk to him about that, by the way. Well, we didn't do more of that, but
you take an athletic center, and he can make it all the way around.
Kelsey used to do this all the time with the Eagles. This was, pull them. One direction, sweeps, whatever it was.
And you have to be crazy athletic as a center to be able to do this.
Yes, exactly. Yes, not crazy, but you got to be an athlete like Olin. Absolutely.
Olin Krutz with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Before Chicago takes on Baltimore, tune in Sunday from 9 until noon for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will be live at Timothy O'Toole's Pub in Gurnee. And they'll get you set for the game. Then immediately after the game, they'll have instant reaction on the Great Clips postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app.
Olin Krutz joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Olin, Dave Wanstead was angry yesterday that Tony Wise didn't use you more to pull from the center position. He was clearly going to call him right after the segment and address it with fresh anger. Football people, man, you guys never lose that fire, huh?
No, we don't. And I'll be honest with you guys, most of my years here were in what we call, you guys call it God's play now, right after, I think Coach Eberflus called it that. And most of my years here was in a power running scheme. And honestly, I was an athletic, undersized center. And I remember going to the Pro Bowl, and Alex Gibbs was there. He coached, I think, the Falcons at the time for the outside zone scheme. And he was like, Olin, man, if me and you were together, like the way you reach block and run and stuff like that. So Coach Wanstead does have a point there. I didn't mind being in the power stream. Obviously, I had Tony. I went to Bob Wiley, right? I went to Coach Hayner. Harry Hiesan came. Harry was also a power run scheme guy during our Super Bowl run. But a lot of one-on-one blocks on back blocks with bigger nose guards in a power scheme when I was capable of pulling and reaching guys and blocking outside zone and doing all those other things and getting out of space and running like screens were some of the favorite things I did. But to Coach Wanstead's point, he does have a little bit of a point, and it's funny because he's just going to call them now. I've been complaining to them about that for years.
We know. And it's funny because he was drawing the up for us yesterday. And he's like, oh, yeah, this is a play that Olin could have done in his sleep. And I'm like, uh-huh.
Yeah, man. And Alex Gibbs was the guy in Denver with Mike Shanahan where they had 1,000 mm-hmm. yards with anybody who was the running back there. And that's where this mm-hmm. scheme like was perfected.
And those offensive linemen, that was back when you could really cut guys, Olin. Like, you could go get those knees if you needed to.
Mm-hmm. Now, Icky Woods you guys remember the name Icky Woods, the Cincinnati Bengals started that outside zone run scheme. That's how long ago it was. Bob Wiley was down there, and, you know, Anthony Munoz, obviously you guys know that name. A lot of guys on that team is where the outside zone run came from. But, man, you know, it's just, you get caught up in these systems, and you hear it from a lot of people, quarterbacks mostly, right? Like, what, the system didn't fit, the coach didn't fit me, but, you know, look, man, when you're a player, you just, whatever they call, you got to learn how to do it and get it blocked.
Lawrence, I don't think there is any conversation about line play that has ever been better in Chicago radio than what we get from Olin Krutz.
I agree. This segment with Olin Krutz is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Oh, with Theo Benedict, I've been thinking a lot about mm-hmm. you as a player and some of the players that you played with. I'd love to know when you felt like your technique met up with your strength and your nasty. Because when I look at Theo Benedict, I go, there's a guy that wants to play, man. He is out there. He is all elbows and kicking legs and everything else that he's got to do. When's the point mm-hmm. when you felt like, I can put all of this stuff that I've learned together and maybe I don't have to always be as physical because I'll have better technique?
Yeah, I think, you know, like 3 or 4 years of starting, right? 3 or 4 years getting games under your belt, learning what you're good at, learning what you're not good at, things that you struggle with and how to hide that with technique and hand fighting and different skills and different footwork that you can use. So, you know, sometimes people say, Olin, man, I mean, you got to set back on this nose guard. And my answer would be, no way. The guy's too big and strong for me. I'm going to jump kick him. I'm going to jump set him. I'm going to up kick him. I'm going to slow down his pass rush. And if games come, I'll read them and pick that up. So ended up being my strength, right, where I could see things and I could overplay big guys and not set so far back, so to say, in pass rush. So Theo just got to find those kind of answers to the problems that he has, whether it be ducking his head, getting run into the quarterback when you're facing a guy like Chase Young. Chase Young has no interest in playing the run, which is interesting to me, but that's their problem, not mine. But Theo Benedict now, a good run blocker, like we've been talking about. And they've been getting a lot of favorable looks, as you guys have heard me say the last couple of weeks, and I said on the Score on Monday that even though Caleb doesn't have his best game, the threat of him throwing the ball obviously was bugging Staley and the Saints, because if you took a look at that film, like I'm sure you guys did, I'm sure you guys are like, man, those safeties are way back, and the Bears always have the right count in the box. By the box, I mean the two tight ends. They always have the right count there, and you get those double teams that you want in the run game. So Theo's going to have to work through a lot. And remember how little football he has played, how much he still has to learn. That's why I think there's still a window for him to get better. But guys, like, he's going to have to get a lot better at pass pro, right? The Bears have been ahead in a lot of these games. If they're on the road this week, if he is pass pro one-on-one and Braxton Jones is out, the Bears could be looking at trouble with the way he pass pros there at left tackle. Now Ben Johnson gave him help with shifts from tight ends and running backs and things like that. But he has a lot of growing to do if you think he's going to be your answer at left tackle for the Chicago Bears.
I know it's a different position, but it reminds me a lot of Kyle Long the first 2 years, where he was just doing it with athleticism and strength. And I remember talking with Kyle about it, and he's like, man, I've got terrible technique, and I'm working on it, and I want to get better at it. You can get along for a little while if you're an exceptional athlete just with some of that stuff, but the technique part of it, the learning of the game and figuring out where your weaknesses is, that's that next step into being a complete pro.
That's a good point by you, and I think to remember is that Theo is not Kyle, right? Kyle was a freak. If anybody ever seen Kyle Long in person, this guy's a monster, right? And when he was at his playing weight, I remember seeing him in downtown Lake Forest shaking his hand. I walked into Starbucks, and I thought to myself, that is a monster, right? But if you've seen Howie, right, if you've seen Chris, you know that these guys or Freak Steele is not in that category. He's going to have to find a way to bring his game up to match what he can do in his pass pro. He's going to have to get a lot better pretty quickly here, right, for the Bears to be able to do what they want to do as this year goes on.
Olin Krutz with us here on Spiegel and Holmes. Lawrence shared something in the group thread. It was from Stacey Dales on NFL Network, and she was talking about how one of the film angles that Ben Johnson makes sure to watch every single week is the sideline view of the trenches. He makes sure to watch the line play on both sides of the ball for the Bears and see who's winning battles, losing battles, who's being physical, who's not, and which running backs are hitting the hole hard as soon as they see it. I love that, and I wonder how rare that is for the offensive scheme guy, the offensive visionary, to care that much about the line play in an age of passing here in the NFL.
Well, of course, the quarterback coach, offensive coordinator, watches the sideline view. That doesn't shock me, right? He doesn't watch it from the end zone. But yes, you can see certain things, like the running back has to press the hole, which, to be honest with you, Swift still has to work on pressing the line of scrimmage, get downhill, because better teams, more penetration, how early he's cutting the ball will be a problem. But you do watch that sideline view just to see which way the offense, which way they're moving, right? Who's coming off the ball? Who's hitting who? Who's winning or losing, so to speak, the line of scrimmage battle, right? From the end zone view, you see all the technique, all the footwork. Who's getting under who? Pad under pad. I'll be honest with you. I can see what Coach Johnson is talking about from the end zone view. So me and him would have a little a disagreement there with that comment about why I watch the sideline view to see who's winning, who's losing. It sounds great. Everybody likes to talk about it on the radio, makes them sound good at the podium. But no, the end zone view is where it's at. Even when I go to stadiums to watch football games or watch my sons play, I like the end zone view so I can see the trenches in between the tackle, in the box. I see the hand-to-hand fighting. Sideline view is great. Sounds great on the podium. Sounds great on the radio. But really, you got to watch the end zone view to see who's winning and who's losing and why you're winning and why you're losing those battles.
You going to go see your son play at Washington at alma mater this weekend since you brought it up?
Not this week, though. I can't say that. No, I can't do that.
Okay.
But I can't do all that. But, yes, I will go to watch that game. My alma mater, it's pretty cool, right? My two boys will be on the field at where I played college. So, yeah, we'll be in the stadium and watching that game.
That's awesome.
The first time I'll be cheering against Washington in my life.
That's awesome.
That's a big one. That's a lot of emotional lifting for you to do, O.
Well, it's just a proud moment, right? I'm an old man, a proud moment for a dad to be back in the stadium that I played college ball at, that my whole family would fly up from Hawaii to watch me play. Now I'm flying in from Illinois to watch my two boys play Washington. It's what, when the Big Ten combined with the Pac-10 and turn into this mega conference. It's the kind of games you're hoping for, you're dreaming about, and it's what it's turned into. So I get to go there and sit in the stadium that I play football in and watch my boys play. It will be fun. It's going to be a good game. Both teams are a good team. Coach Jeff Fisk got Washington moving in the right direction. Coach Bielema got Illinois moving in the right direction. It'll be a fun game to watch.
Derrick Henry has averaged 5 yards a carry. He's a mountain of a man. He's difficult to bring down. But he's also had a problem fumbling the ball, which you don't expect from a guy that big and strong. What do you think the Bears will try and do to attack the run game of the Ravens?
Yeah, it's a good question, because when you take a look at this game, right, you're like, guys, the Bears are 4-2. The Ravens are 1-5. Who thought that coming into the year? And then you go through all this film work and you go through all this study and you look at all the stats and you look at the turnover differential. I'm sure you guys have talked about it. Bears are number one in the NFL at plus 11. And Baltimore's, 31st, one from the bottom at minus 7. There's your answer, right? There's what's happened to the Baltimore Ravens. And like you're talking about, Lawrence, they have had those late fumbles. That, remember the Buffalo game?
Yep.
I think he took the sleeves off his arms because he had won the next game. And it's just Derrick Henry is still a monster, right? They're hoping Ronnie Stanley, their left all-pro left tackle, is back to healthy. I think they have, if not the best, the top two or three centers in the NFL, and Tyler Linderbaum. I'm waiting for this Billings and Linderbaum matchup. I can't wait for it. If you like that kind of thing, go ahead and watch it. I'm wondering who the Bears with Grady Jarrett back are starting inside, because remember their run game was not good. Grady Jarrett went out. They moved Javon Dexter to three technique, started Billings at nose, who I would argue has been their best defensive player the last 2 or 3 weeks. He has absolutely shut down the run. Wow. He's also got pressure in the pass. Talk about Montez's caused fumble. That was Grady Jarrett taking the left guard Penning back into the quarterback's lap, Rattler's lap, flushing him out of the pocket. Montez steps up, causes the fumble. So interesting to see who they go with there in their front. And then, you know, how they use Jervon Dexter. I don't think he's very good at nose, right? I don't know if they'll suit up Jonathan Ford this week. I don't think Jervon Dexter does a nice job starting on the run and nose. So we'll see what happens there. But if you just take a look at their run game last week, they showed some signs of life against the Rams. I thought the Ravens O-line wasn't terrible. They had some runs. I think they rushed for some good yards. So again, this is the kind of game, guys, you're going to your closet, right? You eat a lot of food. You lift heavy weights. You go to your closet, you grab your big boy pads, maybe you grab your horse collar because Derrick Henry and the Ravens, I think Ricard is back, their fullback. First game he's going to play this year. He is huge to the run game. He allows him to do a lot of things. They can do a lot. They can leave him one-on-one outside the tight ends. They can use him as a lead blocker. It'll be interesting to see what they're doing. And if you got Lamar Jackson, one of your defenders got to count for him. Now you're lighter in the box. The Bears have a lot of cornerbacks out. Lawrence, you bring up a great point. How do they slow down Derrick Henry? How do they slow down this run game? Big question for Chicago Bears going into this game versus the Ravens. Let's just hope. Maybe we're plus four again. You never know.
You were in a thread on Twitter, and I was looking at the thread about Andrew Billings. So walk me through why he's been so good this year.
Really active, really physical, does a really nice job stacking blocks. By that, I mean he doesn't allow guys to get up to the linebackers. You see Tremaine Edmonds making all these plays, right? You don't look in front of him, right? You don't look at the line of scrimmage because you're probably watching the sideline view, right? But if you watch Billings from the end zone, he's taking on all the blocks, right? You saw him, they called him for holding last week. Remember that play? They called him for holding. He's holding the old lineman from climbing up to the linebackers. He's also, guys, getting pass rush on the quarterback, which is crazy for the nose guard pin level. And all these third down and fourth down stops that we've seen through these last couple of weeks, it's been Billings in there, right, shoving centers, good centers, into the running back, taking guys to line of scrimmage and changing the line of scrimmage, right? Like Coach Johnson talked about, he watches the sideline view. If you watch Billings, he does that a lot where he walks the guy back. And what that is allowed is for Jervon Dexter to move out to free technique. And by free technique, I mean he's playing on the outside shoulder of the guard. He has a one-on-one block with the guard, and he angles the guy, and he pushes him back. Right? He doesn't have to take on as many double teams in there at nose guard with his height, and the guys get under him and move him backwards. Billings in there playing really good football. Nose guard isn't something like you say, oh, you 100 things like this and that. No, it's just that guy is kicking that guy's butt, man. Hands low, hands inside, and knocking him back.
You have always loved Big Bill. You love enormous men who are kicking ass right in the middle of the damn
man,
line.
Listen, just look at their record when he's starting at nose guard. That's what I'll ask you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Take a good look. Right, I think I don't know what they were last year when they got hurt, but they went 1-8 after that. He came back. They made him starter this year. Look at what they've done.
Olin Krutz, I don't know if you heard, but when Ben Johnson was mic'd up, it became evident that there was a play that was called, it was named after the owner. Here's Ben Johnson mic'd up a little bit.
Okay, I want this one here. It's a good one here, all right? On one. Hey, we're going to go George McCaskey here. George McCaskey.
So there's a play named George McCaskey, Olin.
I tend to think it's a formation.
Well,
but okay.
Here's the follow-up from today. Ben was asked what the George McCaskey play is, and here it is.
You say we're going George McCaskey here. We're going George McCaskey here. What is that?
That was a short yardage play that week, and so it ended up being Roshan's carry. I think it ended up being a pretty good one for us.
What's the inspiration for the name?
It was a boss play, so it's a boss scheme on our wide zone, and so we felt like that was probably appropriately named.
So boss for it's I formation, Olin, short yardage,
all right,
wide
all right,
zone.
Here you guys go
with a fullback. And you would like this play, though. I think you like the George McCaskey play. That's my point.
No doubt. So here's the question, though. You guys love trivia. What is boss? Come on, give it to me.
Boss.
It's an acronym now. What is boss?
Back outside strong safety, something like that.
Back on strong safety, pretty close.
All right, so yeah,
back
it's the
strong safety.
The,
right?
The fullback, yes. Fullback gets all the way to the strong safety is the hope, right?
Yes. Yeah, that well, a back on strong safety. So that's how you know the line is still responsible for the mic, because on a usual what they call an ISO play, right? I'm sure Durham Smythe was playing fullback, probably.
Yes.
That's who they like to use back there. That's, you know, he'll have the strong safety. Now as a center, I know the strong safety is accounted for. I don't put him in my account, and I account for the guy next to him. So, yes, a good play. And you know, if you name it that, nobody will ever forget, right? You're always trying to find names that everyone recognizes immediately, especially on short yardage. George McCaskey, it's a good call by Coach Johnson there.
It's the one Roschon Johnson play last week where he had an explosive. Mm-hmm. He had 12 yards on it with Durham Smythe,
yep.
And he did get all the way to the strong safety.
Oh, I was wondering, because you mentioned Chase Young, and you're right, he does not want to play the run. He did play the short wide receiver screen passes really well. What corrections would you like to see the Bears make on those plays so that a guy who's playing wide nine can't just blow those plays up?
Yeah, it's the quarterback's responsibility, right, to find a window there to get the ball to the wide receiver. Now, he was playing those, Lawrence, and he was playing basically he was playing the boot all day. That's why the run game looked pretty good because you have the backside DN. I think he decided to crash the run like once. And I have a film of him coming down. He's one step from the running back. And just lets him go. And that's why, you know, he's been on so many different teams. And Chase Young, if you ask me, like, you know, obviously everyone's got to pick who they want to start there at the end. The other guy's older than Cam Jordan. But that may just be, you know, a big, tall guy. And you know, we all know Caleb's a little shorter. He's just got to find a window there, find a window around a guy who's playing. When they motion a wide receiver out, it's kind of a tell that they're going to throw the ball out there for a quick screen, and someone's looking for that. Now the tackle's got to try to cut him, try to keep his hands down, go at his legs. But it looked like Theo was doing all that, and Chase Young is a big DN, and if he's playing that play at that time, that could have been a dangerous play, as you guys are. Literally, he almost caught the second one. So like you're saying, you got to find a window there around him. We all know Caleb can use four or five different arm angles with his arm strength and the ability he has to deliver the ball. So just a little more film study on, hey, when Chase Young is playing this position, we're throwing the ball that way, let's take a look at the way he plays it. Let's find a way to get the ball to our wide receiver and not put the ball in harm's way.
I wonder if Ben Johnson gives people any money when he names a play after them.
All right.
Maybe he's going to pay George something, maybe like $15 an hour, just for like the opportunity to name a play after him. What do you think, O? It's a stretch.
Crazy feed, man. That's an easy one.
I know, dude.
That's an easy one. $15. But, you know, I mean, listen, I can't complain about what they paid me before that an hour. You know, George has an argument against, you know, the 15. They paid me. They probably overpaid me for a few years also.
All I know is that someone on this radio show advanced in Hall of Fame finalists. Stuff. So congratulations to you and to Reuben Brown and to Greg Olson
and to Charles
Tillman,
yes,
who all advanced in the Hall of Fame. And look, you're part of the team of the 2000s. You're all pro. All of those things. How much does it mean to you to know that you are still considered one of the best players and getting closer and closer to the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, always an honor, right? And especially as you guys know how I feel about the game, how I play the game, the way, well, how much the game has done for me. It's a cool thing, obviously, always be mentioned. I think it's time, right? I don't know, honestly, what's taking so long. I appreciate them honoring me. I am on all decade team, like you said. You know, I don't want to give all my stats and pump myself up, but been waiting, right, and hoping, and it would be an honor because no one from the state of Hawaii has gone in. I'd love to be the first, but we'll see what happens.
Olin, good luck this weekend. I know there'll be heartstrings being pulled in a couple different directions. Mm-hmm. It'll be another great weekend for the Crutes family, man, and we love it. And we're happy to see you advance, too. We were all excited in our group thread to see you advance and hopefully get the due that you deserve when it comes to the Hall of Fame.
I appreciate it, guys, man. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, the same. That's Olin Crutes, our guy. Look at you talking football with O.
You were surprised I knew what boss meant or what boss referred to. Yeah, I understand. I didn't play organized ball like you, but it shows you the quality of the Emerson College Intramural Flag Football League. Shows you the intensity of our schemes and my wisdom as the center and nose tackle on the mighty Sequoias.
How many times did you call
The boss formation?
How many times you call that as a Mighty Sequoia?
Never. Not even once. No? I just picked up boss from context clues in covering the Bears as we do.
You got to live it. Come on, man.
Running God's play down there was pretty good.
Yeah.
Come on. That was the opportunity. No, what are we doing?
I know. I'm trying to be honest. Trying to be my own self here. Doesn't always work out.
Well, it's going to work out in the next segment. Why? Because the host of Hit and Run is going to get you ready for the World Series. We've got thoughts on it, and he's going to drive it next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today, as you may or may not know, it doesn't matter, is the opening of the World Series. What I'd like to suggest is that we change the work detail tonight so that we can watch the ball game.
Well, Mr. McMurphy, what you're asking is that we change a very carefully worked out schedule.
A little change never hurt, huh? A little variety?
Well, it's not necessarily true, Mr. McMurphy. You know, some men on the war take a long, long time to get used to the schedule. Change it now and they might find it very disturbing.
The schedule. I mean, they can go back to the schedule after the series. I'm talking about the World Series, Nurse Reggie. Huh?
From One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
No, man, let it breathe. Let the Fox baseball music breathe, because it's probably the last time we're playing it.
Oh, you don't know that. You don't know. It could be. What if it's a thrilling series? And we're leading with it on Monday. Yeah, it's not going to happen the Bears play.
It's just pretty great, man. I've always loved the Fox baseball music more than anything else.
Really?
Yes, more than any of the other themes. This is the one that gets me the most hyped.
Their pregame and postgame shows are a pretty good vibe.
Agreed.
I'll give it up for Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter. You know, pretty comfortable these days, and Big Poppy David Ortiz is good TV. The Dodgers and the Blue Jays will start tonight. Nobody struck out more batters during the course of the year than the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Blue Jays, as an offense, led the majors in contact percentage, and they have the lowest strikeout rate in the postseason by a lot. This Blue Jays offense has been great. They don't strike out much. Vlad Guerrero Jr. doesn't strike out much, but the Dodgers strike out everybody. Let's see what you got. Good matchup. Very, very good matchup. Question to you about the Dodgers, people. Do they need back-to-back World Series wins to be stamped as a dynasty? They have a 98-win regular season last year when they won it. This year, a 93-win regular season. But they had 104 wins in 17, did not win. 106 in 19, did not win. 106 again in 2021. 111 wins in 22 and 100 wins in 2023 and did not win. That's five different years of 100 wins and no title. Do they need to go back-to-back to be stamped as a dynasty?
No, because we all know that they've been the team. They're the one that we're searching for. There's a difference, though, and we've been talking about it all year. What happens during the regular season usually tells you who the best teams are. What happens during the postseason tells you who won the World Series. The variance allows for it, but they're kind of the variance killers.
Yeah, they've won seven straight playoff games.
Yeah, and they're doing
Or six straight, excuse me. They haven't lost a playoff game yet.
They're doing it in a way, too, that's
No, seven straight. I take it back. Go again.
They're doing different things. You want to keep...
No, I was going to let you go that time.
That they're doing it with, we're letting our pitchers go. Did you see what Blake Snell said about... Do you remember a couple of World Series ago? Maybe it was the LCS.
What, when Kevin Cash took out Blake Snell?
Yeah, was that the LCS or the World Series?
I think it was the World Series, but
ever since then, he's been trying to figure out how to get deeper in postseason games. Mm. And guess where he got advice from? He got the advice from Logan Webb. Logan Webb was like, hey, this is the way that you need to approach this. These are the ways that you're going to be able to go longer in games. So imagine that. Like he takes what he learns from the Giants, mm-hmm. then moves on to the Dodgers.
And beats the Giants, among everybody else. It was the World Series, game six of the World Series in 2020. Yeah, that starting rotation, $1.4 billion. In free agent money, if you count Otani. If you take him out, it's $683 million.
I saw a business short on Instagram that says that the Dodgers have already made back the $700 million they owe Shohei Otani.
Look.
It's funny, man.
He's good, man. And, you know, he's having some fun with the idea of how close he came to being in Toronto. Jeff Passan tweeted yesterday that Shohei Ohtani is en route to Toronto, which is a direct troll shot at our guy John Morosi. And boy, yeah, it is a thing. Dave Roberts.
Look, we're not going to be in the Ohtani race. I'll tell you that now.
We know. You're not interested in the greatest player of all time. You're chuckling along with your beat cronies. Dave Roberts laughs at the idea that the Dodgers are ruining baseball.
I'll tell you, before this season started, they said the Dodgers are ruining baseball. Let's get four more wins and really ruin baseball. Let's go.
Bleep them kids. Bleep them draft picks.
Freaking evil empire. What they are.
I'm here for it.
I know you are. Here he is on ownership investing in the roster, Dave Roberts.
What do you say to critics who say you're buying a championship?
There's always critics. I think that we're in a big market. We're expected to win. Our fans expect us to win. I can't speak to what revenue we're bringing in, but our ownership puts it back into players, a big chunk of it, which I know that's the way it should be with all ownership groups. I would argue, I don't want to get too philosophical on ownership, but I do think that, trying to be a competitor as Mark Walter and our ownership group is, that's what you want. I mean, I would think that that's what sports fans want from everyone, to get the best of their team. And I think we do as good a job as anyone.
I know you are a fan of what they are doing because other teams theoretically could. right?
Yeah, and because the Dodgers actually put their revenue back into the on-field product and don't hoard it, because they know that they can pick up other revenue in other ways, and they want to win. And that's what I want other teams to try and be.
I understand. I understand. In the ALCS, Lawrence, I was rooting for the Mariners because I wanted Seattle to get there, and I find them likable. I find their GM, Jerry DePoto, to be aggressive every year, and I admire his aggression as well. He's finding the team likable and all that. But once the Blue Jays won, it was impossible not to feel something for a few people on that field.
I did. When you're watching it all play out at the end of the ALCS, and I would have been fine had the Mariners moved on too, because there's so many great stories, and the franchise story of them not being a World Series team, that and having a West Coast World Series, I thought would have been kind of cool too. Not a lot of travel, that doesn't become a story inside of the World Series of like, oh, look at how many miles both of these teams have had to put on themselves here in Game 4, like all that stuff. But when I was watching Vladdy celebrate, and at first, if you go back to the moment that they clinch, everyone's running out there, and he was kind of dumbstruck. Like, you see him being like, wow, like it hitting him that this is what's happening and that they are going to the World Series.
And the legend has been, or not the legend, but the story has been, he wants to win a World Series ring and give it to his father, who never won one.
Yep. And that got me in the feels. Like, I'm older now, so there's a lot of that type of stuff that is going to reach me now. Well, I don't have any kids, but when you have mentorships, you have nieces and nephews, like that stuff hit me. And then the baseball part of it hit me. And then the Canada stuff hit me. Like, Vladdy's a child of Canada.
Yeah, he was born there. Raised in the Dominican, but born there, and very much embraces what it is to be the face of that country athletically, and certainly that city and that organization. He talked to Hazel May on the field after the game, and it was beautiful.
Vladdy, you have tears in your eyes, Vladdy. You said you were born ready, Vladdy. Tell me what the emotions are, Vladdy. You've worked so hard for this. You were 16 years old when you signed with this organization, and now you are going to the World Series, Vladdy. If you can just give us a few words, how are you feeling right now?
Amen. We do this for the city, man. We do this for y'all. We do this for y'all. Four more, baby. Four more.
Vlad Guerrero Jr. tearing and then eventually getting it together.
You know where Hazel May's from?
The Dominican?
Toronto.
Oh, is she really?
Uh-huh. So you have that thing. And then I really got into my feels because I started thinking about his dad, and I kept thinking about the World Series that we were denied, because that seemed like a White Sox.
Oh, dude.
Expos. Not the World Series. He was denied in 2005. He came close that year.
Yeah.
But not really.
Not really. But the World Series that we were denied with one of the best collections of talent ever with that 94 Expos team.
Yeah.
And then I got into my feels, and I'm like, God, I think I'm crying right now about this.
Yeah, those White Sox were pretty good that year, too, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I know.
That's what I'm talking about. We were denied that World Series.
A couple more quick things on the series. Tonight in the lineups, the DH is hitting leadoff for both teams. That has never happened before.
They got the ridiculous guy.
Yeah. Shohei Ohtani is your DH. George Springer, to protect that knee, is also the DH. The DH has hit leadoff. And then the Chicago ties in this World Series. There are two pitchers on the Blue Jays who are former Chicago baseball players. Can anybody name one? Anybody think about it? One reliever. Brendan Little, the lefty reliever. You remember that guy? He made his Cubs debut in August of 22 as a COVID replacement in Toronto. He hit a guy. He fell down trying to make a play, then gave up a three-run homer to Teoscar Hernandez and got the loss. Welcome to the big leagues. He's Toronto's top lefty reliever, but he's been bad, and the fans absolutely hate him. He gave up the homer to Raleigh and loaded the bases for the Suarez Grand Slam. And the other one, Chris Bassitt. 16th rounder for the White Sox in 2011. A great find. Debuted for them in 2014. Traded by the White Sox in the big deal for Jeff Samardzija. Traded along with
Marcus Semien
from the White Sox, along with Chris Bassitt and Josh Fegley in that trade. He's making $22 million at age 36 to probably be a bulk reliever, but maybe a high leverage reliever in a remade Toronto bullpen.
Was it one of the White Sox who hit the liner off of his head?
Ooh, it's a good question. Was that Avisail Garcia? I don't know why you just flashed to mind. Like that.
I gotta look
it up.
I don't
remember.
But I remember that and being terrified for Chris Bassitt.
Also, Dalton.
When he was an A, right?
I think you're right. Dalton Varsho is Gary Varsho's son, for any old Cub fan who doesn't realize that.
That's one of the things that you'll find out. The Blue Jays have a lot of players' kids.
Oh, yeah. Bo Bichette is playing second base tonight. He hasn't played there in 7 years. And
speaking, it was our guy, King of the Bat Flip, Billy Hamilton, a.k.a. Brian Goodwin.
Brian Goodwin. Oh, okay. He hit it off Bassitt's head. So he was a White Sox player. And for the Dodgers, there's no player with former Cubs or Sox ties, but Mark Pryor is the pitching coach. That's what you got.
All right. That has been your World Series roundup. When we come back, we check in on Jay Cutler.
Oh.
Next, here on The Score.
Well, listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler is now in a Tennessee county jail. He started serving a 4-day jail sentence after pleading guilty to drunk driving charges stemming from a crash last October in the town of Franklin. The 41-year-old Cutler, who lives in Franklin, will also be on probation for a year after he gets out of jail, has to attend DUI safety classes, and has had his driver's license revoked.
Oh.
The story you're about to see is true.
My bad.
The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
That's on me. No, that's on me.
Are we changing the names?
I don't think so. Sorry, Dragnet. We are not changing the names.
Jack Webb is all right. He's okay with this coverage.
The body cam footage is now out. It's not terrible for Jay. I actually think it was the officer in question, I thought, did a really good job of trying to defuse the situation and find out what the hell was going on.
So Jay had driven down a one-way street the wrong way and hit another car. So I'm not sure how much of this we're playing. Tanny, is it? Do we hear the other driver and then
no,
the cop?
No, let's get right to the meat of it. This is just the officer and Jay.
Okay, but the other driver explains what happened, and then the officer goes over to talk to Jay in front of his car.
Truck.
Yeah, in front of his truck.
Okay, guys, so listen. Here's the deal. In the state of Tennessee, so first of all, I'm Officer Spry with the traffic unit. In the state of Tennessee, there's two reasons why law enforcement doesn't do crash reports, okay? One is if it's on private property, which obviously this is not. It was on a public roadway. The other is if there's less than $1,500 worth of damage per vehicle. So that being said, there's obviously less than $1,500 worth of damage per vehicle. So what I'm going to have y'all do is I'm going to have y'all swap information, okay? So you're going to take pictures or write down each other's insurance information, your driver's license, and your phone numbers, okay? And then y'all are each going to take pictures of the damage, and then you can call the insurance companies, okay? Yes, sir.
What damage?
There is a small dent right here. Hey, sir, can I ask you a question? How much alcohol have you had today?
None.
Don't lie to me. I'm an advanced roadside impairment and detection enforcement officer.
Yeah.
How much alcohol have you had today?
A little bit.
Okay. Are you willing to do some field sobriety tests for me to make sure you're okay to drive?
No.
Put your hands on your back. Okay. Tammy, 10:15. You're under arrest for driving under the influence.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to pat you down. Do you have anything in your pocket that's going to hurt me, poke me, or stick me?
No, sir.
Hang on 1 second. I'm going to take this watch off because it's going to really hurt if those handcuffs pinch against that watch.
I've had a few.
A few what?
A few small beers.
So that escalates really quickly from, have you had any alcohol today? No, sir. I'm really good at this. I do this for a living. Have you had some? Well, a little bit. Would you like to take some field sobriety tests? No. All right, you're under arrest.
Are you willing to do some field sobriety tests for me to make sure you're okay to drive?
How much are you?
You're under arrest for driving under the influence.
Whatever. Well, I'm definitely not a police officer. I know isn't that standard procedure, though? If you turn down the field sobriety test, you get arrested and then they blood test you?
Yeah, absolutely. I was just thinking about it from his perspective. So he was ready to lie and say he hadn't had any. And then he realizes, I got to tell him I had a little.
Yeah. And Jay had offered the guy like $2,000. I bet if he had offered him $10,000, it wouldn't have been a problem. But there were also firearms in the car. And so that's a thing because he had a loaded pistol inside the car.
I got to tell you, man, I've made a lot of jokes. We've made jokes about Jay and the pinstripes and Jay and the pokey. Watching this, I know too many people with drinking problems and drug problems who hit bottom or killed somebody or killed themselves. And I saw this and I was like, man, that is during the day and you hit a car on a one-way street and you're lying about it and you had guns in your car because you were shooting and Jay's got a problem.
Well, we don't know if he was shooting, but that's what I imagine, that Jay went shooting. And, there are a lot of guys, if they go shooting or hunting, maybe they have a couple and they get back in the car. But
I've heard too many drunk logs or tales of horror that luckily for the people I've heard them from have turned around to hear this and think anything but dude's got a problem.
Yeah. And just like when we joke about what happens at the Topgolf, there's a way to store your firearms too. And you're, and I know that Tennessee, that state is different. Their laws are different.
Yeah.
But if you're driving around with a loaded gun while also under the influence, that's what he got charged with.
You remember when Eddie Sutton got charged with driving under the influence because he was speeding down a highway the wrong direction?
Yep.
And could have killed God knows how many people. It's like, yeah. So I'm out of jokes today. So I appreciated that Tanny made some with the audio. Those worked very well. Good job, Chris. Thank you.
Jay Cutler is
under arrest for driving under the influence
right now.
Wow. You were ready for this segment, weren't you, Danny?
Yes, he was.
Goodness gracious. When we come back,
Oh, my God.
Chris Emma is going to walk us through the Bears injury report, which is heavy. There's a lot of guys on there that I were not expecting to be out of this game. Emma's going to walk us through it next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.